In 1999, neo-soul diva Macy Gray burst onto the music scene with her hit, I Try. Subsequent releases from Gray never achieved that same success, but now she's out with a comeback album called The Sellout. Critic Robert Christgau has our review.
Macy Gray's strategy was to combine a distressed velvet voice that was impossible to ignore and hard to forget with goodly helpings of kink. On her debut album, I Try came between songs called Caligula and Sexomatic Venus Freak. But that album was launched into an expanding music market where female vocalists and black pop were growth sectors. Instead, the market plummeted and her label bailed. In 2007, Geffen Records promised to finally make her big with an album called Big. The sales were the puniest of her career. That's the one she should have called The Sellout. But then she wouldn't have been able to delete her new one like this.
And I'm out on a limb. I'm giving in. I'm selling out to the pay to the show. This is my gimmick. And I want to win it. I'm selling.
That slam-bang chorus, one of many on The Sellout, implies that The Sellout is about show, gimmick, words Gray embraces eagerly. But the verse suggests that she's somehow selling out to her honey boo. And later in the song, it sounds like the subject is her career again. So figure that like many pop artists before her, she wants to sing about her love life and her musical life at the same time. Track 3, Kissed It, is less ambiguous. Maybe there is an ambiguity here. Maybe what's lighting Gray's fire isn't a sexy guy, but the slam-bang chorus itself, delivered in this case by the post-grunge band Velvet Revolver. Although The Sellout avoids the orchestral fromage Geffen poured over Big, it's got nothing against Korn. You can't get much cornier than Beauty in the World. Listen to how shamelessly the chorus fulfills the sweet promise of the verse. Personally, I find Gray's stab at the musical jugular invigorating. Having never enjoyed her attitude as much as her voice, I'm happy to be able to commune with that voice, undistracted by sexomatic Venus freaks. The album is on Concord, a niche label geared to traditional tastes, so nobody's expecting a full-scale comeback commercially. But spiritually, it is a comeback, which is why Gray closes with a big ballad called The Comeback. Once again, she blends the romantic and the professional. She likes the results so much, she even adds a little cheese.
And maybe if I had more money, maybe if I was more pretty, I'm going in circles when it hits me that I don't know where I'm going. And all you big rockers stay hot.
The latest album from Macy Gray is called The Sellout. Our reviewer is Robert Christgau.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.